We on Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. We have to learn the Taisus, and before we learn the Taisus, and let us quickly go over the Gemara, so we'll be able to understand the Taisus a little better. B'noyeg v'shlil, we heard in the Mishnah that a Gidanoshe is noyeg v'shlil. We heard here. Machlokes noig b'shlil. Rabbi Yehuda ima ain't noig b'shlil. It's not noig b'shlil. And it said in the Mishnah, the chelboy muta, and the chelov is muta. So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, the chelboy muta ledivrei Yaakov. That we have a machlokes and Gida Noshe is noig by an uber. But the chelov, everyone agrees that it's muta. The chelboy muta has nothing to do with the machlokes. So the Gemara asks, Chelboy Demai. What? How did Shmuel understand that the Mishnah is speaking about the Chelboy Muto? Which Chelov are we speaking about? Ilema de Shlil. If you'll say we're speaking about the Chelov of a Shlil, the Chelov of a Nuba, or Mitli Pligi Bay. So there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chelov is Muto, the Sanye. Noyeg b'shlil gidanoshe is noyeg b'shlil v'chelboy osa divrei rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, einei noyeg b'shlil gidanoshe is not noyeg b'shlil v'chelboy muta, the chelov is muta. V'omar Rabbi Loza, omar Rabbi Shaye, machlokes beben tisha chai. It's this baraisa that says there's a machlokes by a shlil, if a gidanoshe is noyig boy, if the chelov is also muta, is speaking about the ben tisha chai, speaking about an uber that was a ben tisha. V'holach rameya l'shitosai v'rab yuda l'shitos. Rameya that holds that the shchites ha'ein does not help on a ben tisha chai. A ben tisha chai is considered an entity b'fnei atmoi, it's not a nitpal to the aim. And therefore, a Rameya holds you need a new shchita on a ben tisha chai, according to Rameya. There's no heter of kol b'behema teichelu to be matter the gid and the chelov. So therefore, Rameya says, noyeg b'shul, there's an isegid anoshe by the uber, and v'chelba yosa, I don't have the heter of koba beima techelu that it becomes, that I get a heter of koba beima techelu to be matter the gid and the chelu. But Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai, so memele, so you can't say that everyone agrees by the chelu of the shlil that it is mutter, that shot in Shmuel. We see clearly from the Baraisa that there's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rameya if the chelov of the shlil is mutar or also. The Elo chelboy digit. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about the chelov of it's not speaking about a shlil. This is the previous bover is speaking about a nuba. The noyeg b'shlil that is a nisagid anoshe by a uba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't a noyeg b'shlil. There's no, and that taki is ozli l'shitosai. Now we're talking about the chel by muta. We're speaking about the chelev of the gid anoshe. The chelev that's underneath the gid anoshe. Does that chelev have a din of gid anoshe? And that is what so this is a different machlokes. The chelov of a gidanosh, we're speaking about a nuba, we're speaking about every behema d'alma, is the chelov of the gidanosh. The chelov of the gidanosh does not have the isa chelov, which is an isa koret. It's not chelov. In reality, it has all characteristics of shuman. But since it's yoinik from the gidanoshe, the zevadim gidanoshe. So in that the Mishnah says, V'chel boy muta, the chelem of the Gidanoshe is muta. There's no Issa Gidanoshe on the chelem. And on that Shmuel said, Dibrei Hakel, because that is no machlokes. Everyone agrees with it. V'chel boy the Gid. So the Gemara says, how could Shmuel say that the chelem of the Gidanoshe, everyone agrees that it's muta, but a miflik pligi, but there is a machlokes if the chelev of the gitanoshe is muta. The sanya, gitanoshe mechatet achav b'chomokim shu. By the gitanoshe, you go and you take out from all the makimais that the gid is nibla in the boso. You have to take out all the chalkei hagid that branches out into the boso. Number one. V'choytech shumnoi mikoroi. And the shumen of the gid, the shumen which is underneath the gid, you also cut it out. So here, Rameya says that the shumen is similar to the gid, and you have to be mechatet achrom, and you have to take out from where it originates, and who are then, just like the Gid, who are then the Shumen. Divrei Rameya, Rav Yehuda Oima, Goyme Moi, Ima Shufi. So Rashi said, Pshat, you just take away the Chelev that's underneath the Gid, which is on the Kaf, and that's what you take away. You cut it away in Mashufi to the calf. So Al Koponim, we see here that Ramei Zichah holds that it's also. We'll see exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But Al Koponim, so how could Shmuel say that everyone holds that it's muta, that the chelav of the gid is muta? We have not in the Baraisa that Rameya says it's also v'chaytach shumnoi meikorei. So the Gemara answers la'olam chel by the gid. Now Shmuel is talking about chel by the gid, and chel by the gid is muter min ha'Torah. That's what Shmuel says. And we have here a baraisa that says that Rameya holds that chaytach shumnoi meikorei. Shmuel holds that according to Rameya, it's also midrabanan. So Mamela is so it's not kash. Shmuel is speaking about the din deraisa, and that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. Chel by muta means min ha'Torah, the chelav of the gid is muta because it doesn't have a din gid. Is that what it says in the Baraisa, B'chaytach Shumne, because it means Midarabon. Ramei Midarabon and also. This Anya, we learned about, and there is such a Baraisa that clearly states that Minatayre it's Muta, and Midarabon and it's also. It's the Anya we learned in the Baraisa, V'shumnoi Muta, that means Minatayre it is Muta, V'Yisrael Kedoshim, Nog Bo'Yisra. But there's a minigisa, so you see clearly, Chaker, that min ha'Torah it's muter, there's an issa midarabono. My love, Rameiri. So this is going according to Rameya. The Omar muter min ha'Torah. But also midarabono. So my name is Shalom al Yisrael. Shmuel saying, Shat, the Mishnah held by muter, is going according to everyone, it's muter min ha'Torah. I feel look. According to Rameya, we see this in this Baraisa. Now what Rameya says, V'chait of Shumne Mikore, means Midarabona. And that's this Baraisa of Yisro Kedoshim Nogu Ba'isa. My love Rameya, Doma Muta Minatera Vosa Midarabon. So the Gemara says, you don't have any Raya from this Baraisa. Mimai. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe this Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's muta min ha'Torah and also midarabono. Avol Rameya midaraisa nami yosa. So you don't have a raya to Shmuel. You want to bring a raya from the baraita to Shmuel that everyone agrees that the chelboy shall give his mutter min ha-toyre. You don't have a raya from the baraita. Could be the baraita is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that chelboy shall give his mutter min ha-toyre and not min ha-rabot. It could be according to Rameya, it's also min ha-toyre. So you don't have a raya. You don't have a raya to Shmuel. Shmuel says, loy sal kedaita. No, you can't say that according to Rameya, the Chelbei Shagid is also min ha-toyre. The Sanya will not in a baraisa, Git ha-noshe mechatet achav b'chol mokim shu. It says by the Git, you take the Git out from all the mekoymes that is nivla and the bosa. V'shum nai muta, and the shuman is muta. Now, man shamed lay de islay chatite. Who is the Tana that holds your mechatet the Git? We had a machlokes in the previous baraisa. What chalik of the Git is also? Git anoshe mechatet achav v'chobokim shu, divrei rameya. Rabbi Yudahim agoyim amoyim ha-shufi, you cut off the Git. See, together with the chalik in ha-shufi till the beginning of the Kaaf. So there's a machlokes tanoim if you have to be mechatet. Who is the tana that holds that you have to be mechatet the git? Rameya. And here in this paraisa it says clearly, shuman is muta. Man shamet leidi isle chatita rameya become a shumnei muta. So now this is like a raya to what we said to Shmuel. That Shmuel means to say that according to everyone, the Shuman is Mutter min ha-Toyre, the Shuman shall give his Mutter min ha-Toyre. And that's Pshat and Shmuel. Now let us see Tosfos. Ilema Chelboy de Shlil. The Tosfos Ilema Chelboy de Shalom. Now, we had a member of Shmuel. Shmuel said, everyone agrees that the chalev of an Ubav is Mutter. Machlokes is by the Gid of an Ubav. About the chalev of an Ubav, it's a Mutter. The Imtaim, and the Gemara slugs it up. Because we have a baraisa. The baraisa says, noyeg bishlil v'chel b'yosa. Dibrei ramei, Rabbi Yudai meine noyeg bishlil v'chel b'yosa. The most long says that from a baraisa, as well as she does say, fine. But that b'kiyit. We have a baraisa that is a machloikis, ramei, Rabbi Yehude, if the chaylev of a shlil is mutter or osa, and they can't go into Rameya, it's osa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Now, but the Gemara before the Bekiyis, the Gemara wanted to say pshat, that no, that everyone agrees that the chaylev is mutter. Everyone agrees that the chaylev is mutter, the whole shayla is on the gift. Now we have to understand this. It's very difficult to understand. What was the Habamin of the Gemara? How do you split the hair? Why does Rameya hold that the Gid is also? Because the an Uber, a Ben Tes, is an entity with Mei Atzmoi. So there's no heter of Kul Babahima Techelu. So Rameya, that's why the Gid is also. But the Gemara Rameya that the Chelub is Mutter. Why should the Chelub be Mutter? You don't have a head of Koba Behema Techelu, so just like the Gid is also, so the Chelub should also be also. What was the Habamin of the Gemara? This is Tosfos Kasha. In Taima, Umaisna, the Begid, the Bishalo Pligi, the Shalo Pligi. There's a Machlokes Chamei Rabbi Yehuda, the Gid Shalo is also, according to Chamei, it's also. Ubechel by the Shalo Maide, and the Chelev is Mutter. For what legitimate reason do we have to say that the chaylev is mutter. The Yeshloima, so Tosfos says, Bishum b'le mikri chaylev. chaylev of an uber is not called chaylev. Why not? Why isn't it called chaylev? You have to even look here for this. Even the einoi ba'amoid v'hakreiv. There's no mitzvah hakrove if you have an uber and a korban, there's no mitzvah hakrove or haktore on the chaylev of the uber. Even the einoi ba'amoid v'hakreiv. כי דאמא בפרק בהימא מקשה מהחלב ושתי הקלויס האמורים באושם מוצא מכלל שלם. וזה תרס קיינים. The תרס קיינים says, it says you have to be מקטר בחלב of השלומים. מקטר בחלב of השלומים. And then it says also you have to be מקטר בחלב of an osham. The matzah chelev of an osham. So the Teos Koinem asks a kasha, you don't need a posik, because an osham comes only from an ayil. An ayil is muhammah, you have to be makta the aliyah. The aliyah is also mukta by an osham. So the Teos Koinem asks a kasha, so why do you need a posik to tell me, why do you need a posik to tell me that you have to be makter the chaylev of an osham, madoch ashlomim, that is no aliyah. You have to be makter the chaylev of ashlomim. So osham, an osham that you makter the aliyah, yizicha should be makter the chaylev of the osham. So why do I need a posse? That's kasha the Teres Koinim asked. The Teres Koinim answers that you're right, it's not coming legufoi, it's coming to tell us an osham is only from a zocha. So it's coming to tell us that you're not just like by an osham that Torah hacheliv al gabi hamizbeach is only from the ein. Is only from the korban, not from the uber, because an osham doesn't have an uber. So ashlomim, that has an uber, you also only makta the chaylev of the shlomim, and not the chaylev of the uber. Fine. So the Teres Koinim learns out from the posik that you have an uber in a korban. There's no din haktore of the chaylev of the yuba. Now, the whole issa of chaylev, we learn out, is since chaylev that's oimid laktore, is also ba'achila. So, mamele, here I have an often the posik, that the chaylev of an uba, does not need haktore. So, mamele, if it doesn't need aktore, so of course there's no isa achile on this chile, because it's totally hobaho. Isa achile is totally in the chiyav aktore. So memele, the gemara held that, it's no stira. This is, my state is only a matter of kol bapheima te chelu by an uber ben tes. We don't have that heter. But since I have an ofne teres koinim, that there's no chiyuv aktore on an uber, so memele, if there's no chiyuv aktore on the chelev of an uber, so memele, so there's no isa achila on the chelev of an uber. That was the havamina of the gemara. Gevaldik. So what happened? Matmeyudah. So what happened? Now the gemara says, no. Rameya holds that the chelev is also. So what happened? We just made a beautiful shtick toyer. So my chavrusa said pshat as follows, that the Gemara's maskone is, the Gemara says, va'ozli l'shitosam. So what did the Gemara's, what's the va'ozli l'shitosam? Rameya holds, just like Rameya holds, that the shchites ha'aim will not help on a uber bentes, because he's not anymore nitpal to the aim. So
kol ba beim tay khay lo so doesn't go on a nuba ben test this is not a nit pal to the aim the whole tayres koyenim that the tayres koyenim had a hava mine they should be a khiv aktore and the khaylet of the uba without the drash was because the uba is a khaylet of the aim So mitzad the chiv aktores emurim of the aim, you should be makter the emurim of the yubahu. So it's one entity. That was the shakla v'tarye in the Torah's koyne. That means the whole have, I mean, there should be a chiv aktores to be makter the chaylev of dubarus because it's one entity with the aim. So you makter all the chaylev of the aim, which includes the chaylev of the yubah. But now that Rav Meir says, Ozu l'shitosoi, that's just like the Shita saying doesn't help, and the Gid of the Uber is also, Rav Meir was mechadish, that an Uber ben Tess is a different entity legamri. So there's no havamina b'chlau that you could be makter. You mechuyev to be makter the chaylev of the Uber. You know what? There is a posik. An Uber ben Chet. And an Uber ben Chet. Then I need the pasuk for that. Anuba ben ches, I would think that since it's mamish a chelek of the aim, so when you're makter the chelev of the aim, you should be makter the chelev of the ubel. That I have a teres koinim, there's no mitzvah saktorim. But a ben ches, that is a ben ches, that is a entity b'fnei atmoi, so a mele that has nothing to do. This is mamish the This is the Uber, this is the aim, and there's no shaykhs whatsoever. So Memele is so verstehtzach that the chaylev of the Uber is also. That's the Gemara says. Va'omer Rabbi Elozer, omer Rabbi Yeshaya. Now, let us just remind ourselves, the Gemara had a havamina that according to Shmuel, the Gemara havamina according to Shmuel, Afilu, according to Rav Meir, the chaylev of the Uber is muta. So the Gemara says, no, there's enough in the Baraisa. The Gemara brings down the Baraisa. Or Mithlik Pligibo, the Sanye, Noyeg Bishlil, Gidanoshes, Noyeg Bishlil, Be Uber, Vechel Bayosa, Dibre Rav Meir, the Bidoy Meni, Noyeg Bishlil, Vechel Bay Muta. Then the Gemara says, "Well, my Rabbi Loza, my Rabbi Shaya, my Chlekes, my Tishrei, my Chamei, the Shitos, Rabbi Yisrael, the Shitos." Now, so Tais is going to have a Mordi Kekasha. Why does the Gemara have to bring down the memory of Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shaya, the Lomdus in the Baraisa? You wanted to say that according to Rabbi Meir, the Chaylev of the Shlil is Mutter. Whatever the Lomdus is here, Lomdus at Tais Koinem. The Baraisa says the Chaylev of the Shlil is also finished. Why does the Gemara have to bring now this? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shai said the Lomdus. You know why Rabbi Meir holds this also? Because also was he. What's felt the size? Bring the Baraisa, and that's enough. The Baraisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, the Chaylev is also. So that's not the way Shmuel says. Shmuel said, even knows the Chaylev is Mutter. That's the problem that Tais has encountered with the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shai. So Tais says, who's the Lassuy the Rabbi Lezer? The love the Rabbi Lezer. If it wouldn't have been Rabbi Lozer, Havamina, I'd learn a different shot in the Baraisa. Havamina, Chelboy, Diktoni, Bebaraisa. Haini, Chelboy, Digid, the Alma. The Baraisa, Noyig Bishlil, the Chelboy also. Who says Chelboy is talking about a Shlil? It could be Chelboy of a Gid, the Alma. How do you know Pshat in the Baraisa? How did you bring the Baraisa? So could be Pshat in the Baraisa is that the Chelboy, the Chelev of the Gid Da'alma, not of a Shlu Taka the Chelev is Mutter. The Chelboy, the Gid Da'alma, I mean, Chelboy could be going either on Gid or going on Shlu. So you could learn Pshat Chelboy is going on Gid. The Chelboy, the Gid also, Dibrei Ramei, Rav Yudhoyma, Ein enoig beshvil de gid, vechel bei mutter, dechel bei de gid. So if without Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshaya, I could learn the Baraisa speaking, not speaking about the chaylev of a shlil. It's speaking about the chaylev of a git. A git alme. So you don't have any kashe on Shmuel. Bilav the rabbeloza, v'amin echel by the ktoni bebraisa, hain echel by the git alme, v'lo echel by the shlil. V'kach maisi the rabbeloza, the hocho l'shitosa. So Rabbeloza said, hocho l'shitosa. Now Tosis got a little stuck. I mean, Tosis just threw a monkey wrench in the raya from the Baraisa. Could be the Baraisa is talking about two different things. It's talking about Gidanoshe. Gidanoshe is Noig Bishlil, according to Rameya. It's not Noig Bishlil, according to Rabiuda. The Chelboy could be, speaking about Chelboy the Gid, and there's another Machloikis. Chelboy the Gid is also Chelboy the Gid is Mutter. Now, that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shaya said, Ba'ozle Shitos, it could be, is going on Git, not a Chelbi the Git. It's a double machloikis in the Baraisa. There's a machloikis, what the din is by the Git of a Shlil. There's another machloikis, what the din is by the Chelb of a Git. That's what Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shaya said, Ozle Shitosim is going on the first machloikis, and the Git of a Shlil. Is the Git of a Shlil Osar Amuta? Ozle Shitosim. That's Tosis' problem. If you could say such a b'sham, the b'raisis or b'lazar Rabishai is not a trupe. So that's Tosis' next problem. So l'kach ma'isi d'rabalot d'hoch l'shitosom mashme da'akula milsekoma v'holchu l'shit v'holchu, that means the b'raisis brings down two machloikas in the machloikas by git, there's a machloikas by chelet. And they said, Ba'ozlu l'shitosim, it's mashme, the whole machloikis. Mashme, the kulam ulsakom, begidu b'chelev, the tavayu, the pligibu, och l'shitosim. So, Kocha speaking about chelev of a shlil, not chelev of a gidal. One pshat. Ba'oi, a second pshat. Be'yagid l'chud, if you'll say, Ozu l'shitosim is going on the first machlekes of the Gid of Ashlil, Amasnisen avalei l'rabbelezer l'meima milsei. So why did they say this on the Baraisa? In the Mishnah there's a machlekes. Is the Gid of Ashlil also a mutter, period. So on the Mishnah, Rabbelezer, Rabbi Shai should have said, Ozu l'shitosim. That's why the Gemara they bring up Elazar Rabbi Shai that we should not say a different shot in the Baraisa. We shouldn't say that chelbay means chelbay the git. Now we hear amachloikis. So fine. So the Gemara was chayza. No, Shmuel never meant to say that everyone holds that the chelbay of a shlil is mutter. No, the chelbay of a shlil is amachloikis. Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda and Rameyah Tosam in Atreid and then later Rabbi Yehuda is mutter of Koba Beimet Echelo. No. Shmuel is speaking about Chel by the Git. Chel by the Git. Everyone holds that it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, Chel by the Git, everyone holds it's Mutter. So we learned in the Braise, from Mitzvah Pligibo, the sign of Gid Anoshe Mechatet Acher B'chamokim Shu B'chaytach Shum Neimekor. It's the Chel by Gid is also. Tamuta Dibra Meir. Rabbi Yudayim Egoim Emayim Ashufi. Yeah. So Mitzvah Pligibo. Peirish HaKuntaris. Zog Taisvis. Chelev Goim Emayim Ashufi. Chelev HaGavoya. The Gid. Now we have to understand this one problematic word. The Levi says it's a grais. This word, the git, the git is a grais. Rashi didn't say this. But look what Rashi says. Achelev agavoye v'nira aloshufi goyim emoyim mashlichem neymar esayim. Rashi didn't speak about the git. The git is also in a Torah. It's talking about the git al-Shufi. A git al-Shufi means that's the git al-Kafa Yoreh. That's what also is man of saying. Shemishemayim. That's also in a Torah. So al-Kaponim, the word the git is a grai. It says it to Leibalye. It's a... Okay, so let's go back to what I said. Perish HaKuntes. Chaylef HaGovoya HaNira al-Shufi. Goyim amoy mashlichay mibnei maris hayim, shlo yeyero toy chugit. So you're not allowed to eat that chaylet, because it looks like it's git, it's right underneath the git, it looks like eating the git. Avol ikroy v'shoroshov shel shumen v'shel git mutarim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the iker of the git, that means that's the git that's nivla bebosa, the same thing, the ikroy of the shumin, is muta. That's how Rashi says pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Ulefize, so Taisva says, like ligi bechelboy, so in Yisod there's no machloikis in chelboy shel git. The bain l'rab meyer, l'rab Yehuda, kol mokim shahagid osa, chel beinami osa. According to Rashi, there's a machloikis in git between Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, the git is mechatet achrot, so the git anivla bebosa is osa, and Rab Meir says that the shuman is also osa. Rab Yehuda says the git sha'al gabe yakaf is also, and that shuman is also. So in Yisod, there's no machloikis between Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir in Bechel Beishel Git. Everyone knows Chel Beishel Git is also. You have to know how much of the git is also. Is the whole git also, only the git sha'al gabe yakaf is also. So it comes out, ולפיזה לא יפליגי בחלבי, זה בין לרב מאיר, לרב יהודה, כל מוקים שהגיד עושה, חלבי נמי עושה. Yeah. So as I say, וכל שכן דפורך תפי שפר לשמוע, דום החלבי מוטר לדברי הקל, דורך אפילו לרב יהודה דמייקו, כוסה חלבי. So he says, so בקרת, הוא יראה שהיא says פשט, so the גמורס קשה על שמוע, אז מיירדי. Shmuel said, everyone holds. Chel by the git is muta. So the Gemara says, I'm sure everyone holds the chel by the git is also. Sai Rab Meir, Sai Rab Yehuda. The only machlokes between them is what chelik of the git is also. Of the chel by of the git also is also also. Bein Rab Meir, Bein Rab Yehuda. So the Gemara's kasha is beautiful. But let's look at the Loshna Gemara. So if the Gemara would have skipped two words, three words, so then the kasha would be made of it. V'chel boi digid, v'ela chel boi digid. Let's look in the Gemara for 1 minute. Shmuel is speaking about the chel boi digid. Hosanya would say like this. Hosanya gidano shemachat etachal v'chomoke v'chaytach shumne meikore. Tivramei, rabiu doi medoi meyeshuti. So if the Gemara would say this, so it's Meirdik. So Gemara is asking, how could Shmuel say, Chelbi the Gid is Mutter? Both of them hold it's also. We would skip a Mithlik Pligibor. So then it would be Gemaldik. So Toysu says, the Kash, according to Rashi, is Meirdik. The Kosh in the Porch, Tvei Shapil is Shmuel. The Mechelbi Mutter Ledivrei Hako. And the Spunkvaker, Toch Avel Rabi, the Meikul Kosh Chelbi. But Taisa says, Aval Haloshin Kosher. But the Gemara doesn't say the way Rashi says. Aval Haloshin Kosher, the comma, Elo Chelboi Digit, Vomiflat Pligi. There's a machl, how could you say everyone holds Chelboi Digit is Mutter? There's a machloikis if it's Mutter. I may hold it also. But Al Kaponim, Mashme, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Bamakim Shigidasa, Chelbe Shori, Kamaisha Mashmul, or the Rameya Poli. The Gemara by Say is not like Rashi. This is Taisu's Kasha and Rashi. A Murdika Kasha. It's a Pelagodal and Rashi. So the Leib Aryeh wants to say, he says Rashi was very, very Medayek Boshoine. when Rashi speaks in Rabbi Yehuda, so what did Rashi say? Chaylev ha-gavoya ha-nira ala-shoifi, goymemoy u-mashlichoy ne-mares ha-ayin shlo-yeyochel ka-oichogit. Rashi said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not that the chaylev is also. There's no issue on the chaylev. You're not allowed to eat it because people will think you're eating it. Not that called the chaylev is also. That's called the chaylev is mutter. No, it's a bechlala on chaylev. That may says that it's also. You have to go in the chaytet. You have to, a may holds it's also. But Rabbi Yehuda that says, the Rabbi Yehuda that says you take it off together with the gid, Rashi says, there's no Isra on the chaylev, but people will think you're eating the gid, so you have to take it off. So Mamela, according to Rashi, it's called the chaylev is mutter, but you're not allowed to eat it, as Marasai. That how the Lev'ayim on Stefan Barashi. But Kaponim Toysus wasn't novice to this. So Taisir had tremendous problem with Rashi. That means according to Rashi, the chaylev of the Giz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also also. In Agamor it says, Fakert, V'miflet pligi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. Lakach nire, so therefore Taisir says, the goyim amoy agid l'chudei koi. So Taisir says, not the way Rashi says. Goyme means you cut off the git from the calf. The loya chelboy, not the chelet, period. So Mamela Toysus learns different pshat in goyme moy. So Mamela then is talking very good. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, you just cut off the git. And you eat the chelet. So Mamela holds, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chaylev is mutter. The Rameya says you have to be able to take away the chaylev. And Rabbi Yehuda says you just came in the gate. Fine. So, Taisus, Shalom al Yisrael, Takelt, the Rashi said, Womp shop, and Goyma means only the gate, not the chaylev, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chaylev is mutter. Fine. But now Toysus got stuck. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Shmuel. And if you according to Rameya, Chelboy the Gid is Mutter min HaTorah, because we learned a Baraisa, the Baraisa says, Shmonoi Mutter, Yisrael Kedoshim, No Gaboy Yisra, My Lav Rameya. So the Gemara says that, you see, it's going according to Rameya, that the Shuman Meikar Adin is Mutter, that's like Shmuel, and Kedoshim no Gabayis. My love, Rameya, and the Mela Raya to Shmuel. So the Mos says, Mimai, Dome Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Taisus, we're in very hot water. Taisus just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you eat the Chaylev. That's a patch Goymamai. Goymamai goes only on the Gid. Goymamai does not go on the Chaylev. So what happened now? According to Taisus, how could the Mor be Matrit going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds you allowed to eat the Shuman. So here Taisus got stuck. So Mamai, the boy look me the Raisa, the Noga boy Issa, ki Rabbi Yehuda. Ma shlo yom Rabbi Yehuda goyim me elu agid. So Taisli says, Mishum the chelboy tolei b'minhog. It doesn't say it's also. It says, Yisrael kedoshim nogo by Issa. Nogo by Issa is tolei the makim shenogo boy. It's also. The makim shaloi nogo boy. It's takemuta. It means Nogu Boyisa is saying that it's totally b'minig amokim. So Mamele is so Shalom al Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Meikar Adin, you cut away the Gid and the Chaylev is Mutter. The Baraisu says he saw Kedoshim Nogu Beisa meat in certain places. It was a minik that eat it. But that's in a minik. But Mika Adin, you'll have to eat a chaylev. Mashlem Rabbi the Gavir, Mishim the Chelboi told him in Minogu, Eichad Achmer Achmer. And when they're not Machmer, they're not Machmer. Kedoshim Nogu Beisa meat in certain places. The Shiva Nikiyim, the Gemara brings down, some places yes, and some places not.
Period.
So that's not too bad. Inami, a second tarot. Now Tosfos got stuck. We have to appreciate the problem of Tosfos. Tosfos holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Goyim Amay means you cut away the git, you eat the shumen. And the Gemara wanted to say that this paraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it says, Yisroel Kedoshim Nogu Bo Yisroel. So what happened? Inami Noima, the Goyim Amay, the Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Koi Achela, Ramay the Boile Meima, Vahach Baraisa Kerabiud. So now Tosfos says, if the Gemara was metadet that this Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then you see clearly that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chaylev is also also. Then you see clearly, like Rashi said Pshat, I mean, the Gemara now wanted to say Pshat, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Goyimame means with the Chaylev. Fine. Avo Rabmei, so fine. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the Zichro, it must say not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabmei, the Chelev is also Minatayr. Avo Rabmei, Salke Daiter, the also Midaraisa. The Gemara held that the Chaylev is also Midaraisa. That's from the Dichoy. You want to bring a guy from the Baraisa that the Shuman is Mutas only also of this old Kedoshim. That's not going according to Ramei. I'm sorry. According to Ramei, it's also Minatoyr. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avla Ramei is Sal Kedaitach, to also Midaraisa, that the Chaylev is also Midaraisa. Because we see Rameya is Machma Lechatotoy Lashari Shachro, the Kama Choyter Shimnoi Meikai. Period. I don't understand Tosfos at all, because Tosfos is saying now, the Gemara and the Dichoy is saying that Shmuel is wrong. Could be according to Rameya, the Chaylev is also Minatayr, the Chaylev of the Yid. Mehechi Taisi, shall I make such a machloikit? So Taisi says, because we see Rameya is Machmer by the Shuman that you mechatet. So Chayret's Pilei Ploim, Rameya holds that the Yid is also, you also mechatet by the Yid. So machloikit is Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yid Gufre. Is the, you mechatet the Yid or you're not mechatet the Yid? Rameya says you mechatet the git, so you mechatet the shuman also. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not mechatet the git. Where do I see? Tosfos said the Gemara the Havamim. Since I see that Rameya says you mechatet the shuman of the git, it's a raya also min haTorah. He says you mechatet the git also. Is that a mezamachlokes in git guf? The Gemara says clearly mezamachlokes in git. Now the shuman could be is also when the git is also, that's for sure. So just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only also midarabonah, could very well be according to Rameya. Tosfos says from the din chitut, I never have been tosfos minatayr, which I don't understand. Rabbeinu. Ulebeseit masik bereise kerameh. Moses not going to kerameh. Mikomokim loy also midareise le Rameya. Elo the Yisrael kedoshimein. It's not also in a Torah, or you saw Kedoshime. Avor Yehuda, Shori Legamri. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chaylev, the Gid, is Shori Legamri. Period. Vahod is not. Now, let us just look at the Mishnah on that Tzadik, and that's Peites Amid Beis. Let's continue the Mishnah. Let's learn the Mishnah now the way Shmuel said Shah in the Mishnah. The Chelboi Muta. Chelboi Muta means, according to Shmuel, the Chelev of the Gid is Muta. Which means, according to Shmuel, as follows. That the Chelboi the Gid is Muta Mina Toire, according to everyone. According to Rameya, it's also Mida. This man, the monim, all of our chaylev. Oh, that's, we're not talking about. So even though the before when we spoke about chaylev, that meant chaylev the giz, but now it says ala chaylev. I never stam chaylev. That's talking about stam chaylev. Loi bechel beishagid. The given the Rabbi Yehuda shari legamri, oishayich bein emonis ulekamon aporish beezrat Hashem.